from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And Klay Thompson, a big part of it, is alongside Kareth Burke.
Klay, what are you noticing about the energy and the ball movement tonight that's helping you guys unlock the three ball?
It's great on both sides. Both of them are great. And we're getting out pushing the pace. That's what our best.
Thank you.
I think Klay just, he wanted to get in the locker room. He's breathing hard. Everybody is when you put up 76 points.
I live with these people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Let's keep the focus on Klay.
Yeah, but I do think about Fitzy, man.
Keep the focus on Klay. You asked me something off the...
Hey.
Off the air.
Stop!
About, you know, is anybody to blame?
Oh, boy. I thought you were going somewhere. There was something else I asked you, but go ahead.
Yeah. The bottom line is, I don't blame anybody. I think when push came to shove, the Warriors didn't want Klay, and Klay didn't want to be here.
But there's pain among the fan base.
Sure, of course.
So I think there's some, you know, it's a healthy, but somebody's at fault.
No, they're not. Why?
Because he's gone.
Okay. It doesn't have to be one person at fault or one.
And he may be part of it, too.
Of course he is. I mean, this stuff happens in the NBA. It just does. 13 years, Golden State Warriors and Klay Thompson were together.
Damn.
I mean, do you blame anybody? Like you asked me, who do you blame? I'm like, nobody. If I asked you, who do you blame? How would you answer?
I'd give the Warriors 60-40. And the reason the Warriors would get more is, this is just how I see it. Yeah. You never once stood up to Draymond Green. Not once. I can bring up the Durant, him going public with what the Warriors and Myers and Kerr, how they wanted to discipline him. You never checked him once. That on my scoreboard. But you turned into a killer when you said, you know what, Klay? You're slipping, and you need to come out of the starting lineup. You knew that wasn't going to sit well, but yet that was the battle you chose, and there was collateral damage with that. And the worst part about that, Stoney, to me is you put his ass back into the starting lineup. So what really did you accomplish? And I bring that up to say that's why 60-40 to me is because You went tough on a fan favorite, on a guy that was kind of not down on his luck, trying to rehab, walking us all through his life of the dark days of trying to come back from two injuries. But yet you let the bully, you rewarded him with a contract. You never checked him, but you checked Klay. You couldn't say, you know what, Joe, behind closed doors, we want to take him out of the starting lineup, but will we lose him? Will we get the best of him? And that's why there's a part of me and my fandom that they chose collectively to go at Clay and strip him of the starting lineup, knowing at that point that's all he had left. You know, Stein?
So let me present another.
But you let Frankenstein just do whatever he wanted and then give him 4 for $100.
All right, let me present a different scenario. The Draymond contract I'm putting to the side. Because that, as far as Clay goes, they may have made a mistake. I think they did. I think they made a big mistake with Draymond. Nevertheless, now it's Clay's turn. They offer Clay what they think is a fair contract. Clay doesn't think it's fair. So he comes into the season, and he's not himself. He's clearly not himself. It's on his mind. He's not the Clay Thompson that we know and love. Everybody in that organization now, looking back, knows damn well why. Because he wasn't happy about his contract situation. So if Clay is acting despondent, okay, and he's not helping your team, this is where I part with, I don't care if he's Clay Thompson. If he's hurting us, we've got to move him to the bench. They moved him to the bench. And you know what? He handled it pretty well. So then they put him back into the starting lineup, maybe because they thought his head was in the game more. But it does sound to me like all the Warriors knew that Clay wasn't happy. Clay wasn't at his best. And the Warriors and Kerr and Lacob and Dunleavy said, you know, if this is the way he's going to play, we can't keep him in the starting lineup. I don't know.
No, and real quick here, before you grab a call, Stoney, it's just funny to me, you know what you know. And I always thought it was about Clay fighting the battle of what he used to be. And that's what was on his mind. But now I'm sitting here thinking he was going up or just showing up, driving to the arena, driving home, getting ready for said game with the Richard Jefferson Sound on Christmas Day. It was about the Benjamins. Like,
usually is.
How can you be at your best with that on your mind?
I mean,
I thought it was all about the round ball and the metrics and,
I mean, the bottom line is, man, he was in a contract year and he didn't have a great year. Yeah. Now, I mean, I thought he was okay, but clearly the league didn't think Clay was better than $24 million a year.
Yeah.
At least the player last year. Let's go to Dennis in San Francisco. What's up, Dennis? How you doing, man?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, doing well.
Love your show. Listen to you guys a lot. I think I talked to you last week, but, I don't know if there's anybody to blame, but I lost a lot of respect for Steve Kerr and the Warriors front office after the punch.
Yeah.
They never did anything about it, just like you guys were talking about. I mean, Kerr's on the podium, banging on the podium, talking about speaking against gun violence, which I agree with them on. But Draymond violently punched that kid. They did nothing about it. And what kind of a message did that send to the rest of the team? And, and I'd like to see Steph and Clay play forever. We all would. I'm a big fan, but I'm 69 years old myself. I can't work the way I could when I was younger, right. My body, my mind tells me I can't, but my body tells me different. You look at the debate the other night. Poor old Joe couldn't get the words out of his mouth. He's too old. He needs to step aside, So it's just a matter of the roster's aging. I think one of the big problems that we have is Steph's contract. He has a huge contract, and we can't bring in other people. We can't have an Andre Iguodala and a Sean Livingston on the bench anymore. We don't have the money, and the CBA is working against everybody.
Yep.
So I mean, I don't know what the answer is. I'm glad they didn't get Paul George. I think they have to bite the bullet and rebuild. I'd like to see him trade Steph and get draft picks and maybe another younger player. We got to get younger, more athletic.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's how I feel about it.
Appreciate it, Dennis. I think that's going to be a conversation for next season. What if things don't go great? I think the Steph Curry conversation will obviously come into focus.
That's the rats on the table.
But we have plenty of time to talk about that. I think one of the things that this fan base and organization is going to have to come to terms with is there is a lot of resentment toward the organization and Draymond Green for the contract that he got in the wake of what he did. And it bothers too many people. How do I know that? Because every fourth or fifth call brings up Draymond Green and how the organization kind of failed the organization by catering, kowtowing, whatever you want to call it, to Draymond Green.
And your partner's doing it, and I'm trying not to, man.
Let's go to Tim and Martinez. What's up, Tim? How you doing?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tim.
I am doing between Clay. You know, something we all got to step back from is Clay was just, you know, was kind of Steph's equal, but he kind of got a little bit pushed aside because you have to pick a face of the franchise. And that probably, you can see what a proud guy he is and what a great player. And everybody loves him, and he was a defensive player. Then he gets hurt. But also you step back and you think about some of the memories over the last 10 or 12 years. Those are Clay memories, man. I mean, this is brutal. These are a bunch of good callers, and you guys are doing a great job on it. This definitely hurts, but you know what? You can't trade. We got four championships and almost six championships. And then he went down, and then he went down again. And the day that we draft Wiseman, I mean, when you really think about it, this has been some crazy.
Yeah.
And I've been a Warriors fan. I love hearing these Warriors fans coming in and say, I've been a Warriors fan since 2005. I've been a Warriors fan since the 60s. And we had a brief, glorious run 50 years ago before most of the people listening to me were even alive, like the guy who called just a minute ago. And now we've had this just unbelievable run, and eventually the Warriors, you know, they could have handled it a little different maybe, but I think what you guys have said lately, probably you, Steinie, more is sometimes you just need a change, and hopefully Clay goes down there and gets it back. And but he's never going to be that defensive player again. He's never going to be, you know, that what he was. And I'm thinking about it. I told your call guy, I go, thinking about Kyrie, Luka, and Clay out there trying to play defense, you know, I don't know how that's going to work out, but they could probably score a million points, you know. And this just is going to hurt. There's no getting around it.
Right.
Clay is getting his money. When he talks on Christmas about getting his money, and you can just see what a proud guy he is. And I think there was a little bit, you know, maybe even subconsciously, that he sees what a transcendent player and person and celebrity that Steph is. And there's probably a little bit of him that's like, you know, I'm not exactly chopped liver over here, fellas. And everybody loves him, but, you know, you have to pick that guy. And it had to be Steph, obviously.
Right.
But I just wonder, you know, all these things factored into it. And this was never going to be easy, man.
No, exactly.
And, I really appreciate your callers. You guys have some great callers as usual. And you guys are doing a great job. This is
thanks buddy. Tim.
Yeah. Appreciate it, man.
Shout out, Tim.
Thank you. Appreciate the call.
Purvis Short.
What does he have to do with anything?
Well, he's been a fan since the 60s.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yay!
Gotcha. There you go. Thank you, Evan.
You know, he said what
Monty
was inevitable.
Pulled the one. I can't wait, Steinie.
Courtesy of the River Islands guest
Look
line.
Look at my guy.
It'll be the debut on our show of the River Islands text line. I'm sorry, guest line, and it will be with Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. He covers the Golden State Warriors. Best thing that was said today was by the last caller. This was never going to be easy.
Yeah.
Of course it wasn't.
But it sounds like this started early, maybe some years ago, Steinie. This, you know, we act like this was, I think Clay knew what time it was a while ago.
Yeah, a year ago.
Or
right about now.
Or after the chip when he watched Wiggins. Well, he didn't know. He's assuming, okay, Wiggins gets paid, Poole re-ups. I can't wait for me. And then it was like,
Let's go to Jason in San Jose. What's up, Jason? How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself, guys?
Doing well.
Awesome. First time caller, long time listener. As a previous caller said, you guys are doing an awesome job. I had a question for you, though, Steinie. Okay. I've been hearing you say that, what is it, Clay you know, a player gets paid, a contract is guaranteed. But Klay signed that contract while he was hurt, not before he was hurt. So they pretty much gave him that money with no guarantee that he would rehab or ever play another game. So they guaranteed him $200 million while he was hurt. So my opinion is, you know, they might feel that he is not appreciative of that contract. And then they offered him 48 for two, right? Last year, 48 for two, or this season, he refused that. He said, bye, Felicia. He signed the contract, 50 for three. So in essence, his third year, he's playing for the vet minimum of $2 million because he didn't take the 48. So I think, you know, Klay is an awesome player, love him to death, sad to see him go, but I think greed is what broke up this dynasty.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate the call. And again, I'm
on
not
whose part would you?
I'm not disagreeing with the caller that the Warriors didn't do a solid for Klay.
Oh, it was. Yeah.
Well, was
and it was
it?
One injury. But so they assumed he was coming right back.
The first injury was never career threatening.
Yeah,
threatening.
Gotcha.
The guy had ushered in three titles, would have been a fourth, and he got hurt and he was going to miss the whole year. Any team would have paid him at that time.
Yeah. No, I get
even
it.
With
I got that
injury.
I think everybody agrees
now,
with you.
Now, okay, I hear you. I hear you. Should Klay have been grateful? Maybe some people think he should have been more grateful.
Well, what does that look like?
I don't know. Yeah. That's a good question.
Or something he should have remembered during this negotiations, Donnie.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm not disagreeing with any opinion of any caller because I think there was a lot at play, and I think everybody's got merit with what they're saying. But was Klay a little greedy? Yeah. Did the Warriors really want Klay back? No. Did they do right by him? I don't know. Two for 48 was good, but not good enough.
Yeah. I'll say this, you are correct. And anybody out there, Stoney, they did not give him that contract after the second injury. You're right. It was one injury. He's supposed to rehab and come right back. So I don't think Klay Thompson looks at it like, oh my gosh, they really threw me a bone. He looked at it like, I earned that, got hurt, and I'll be right back. And unfortunately, he wasn't. Again, and I know today may not be the day for it, but the last caller pointed out Klay's in a good situation, and that's going to a team that just coming off the finals. You know, my fear, Stoney, what's keeping me up at night again is, are the Warriors in a better situation? And we'll see, because they're not finished doing what they're doing. But, I mean, I just proceed with caution in regard to replacing 18 points a game at 39% from three.
You know, the other thing is when Klay suffered his injury, he was 29. He was right smack dab in the middle of his prime without ever being hurt in his entire career.
Man.
So he had to get paid that offseason. If the Warriors would have, and I got to look back at the specifics and whether he was an unrestricted free agent, whether he even it's easy to say now the Warriors did him a solid. What if they would have done the opposite and played hardball with Klay Thompson after he had three rings?
That wouldn't have been the Warrior way.
That's how you get a reputation of being a lousy franchise that players won't want to come to down the line.
Yeah.
But that's not who the Warriors were, and I don't think it's who Joe Lacob wants them to be. AJ in Union City.
The Union.
What's up, AJ? How you doing, man?
What's going on, man?
Hey, how are you, buddy?
So I just want to talk about what's going on with Klay. I kind of feel like he kind of betrayed the Warriors just for the fact that, you know, how is it that he's not going to give the hometown discount, but he's going to go to Dallas and get $350 million, right? And I just want the Warriors to learn a lesson and not make the mistake again and not base their contract based off emotions and based off loyalty. Because, yeah, we paid Klay Thompson for what he did, right? Yeah, he got injured, but we paid him. We paid him 2 years to rehab, right? The other 2 years, he did not do so good. And then after that, we even offered him an extension for 2 years, for $50 million, basically, right? He still chose not to take it. So it's like, how is it possible that we're going to get 2 second-round picks for Klay Thompson? It makes no sense. I'd rather him just walk away. I feel like it's a slap in the face to the whole organization, especially to the fans who've been supporting him for the past 13 years. It's like, what about us? It's like, where's the loyalty to us, you know? And also, it's like, how is it possible that with KD, we was able to get D'Angelo Russell, a first-round pick, and we was able to flip that into Kuminga and Andrew Wiggins? It's like, it makes no sense what Klay Thompson did to us. I personally feel betrayed. I don't know how you guys feel. And the end of, I feel like the end of the dynasty happened when Draymond Green punched Jordan Poole. Like, we literally had our second foundation ready to go. We had Jordan Poole. We were going to have Kuminga, James Wiseman. It's like, we literally had the next startup to continue our organization, and they chose not to do anything. Why? Because of Draymond Green.
All right, AJ, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't agree with a lot of what he said in my hometown, but I got goosebumps and chills when I think about Poole, Kuminga, and what could have been had they hit on Wiseman. Because just think about
Kuminga and Wiseman.
When Poole was Poole and they gave him that money.
What about when Wiseman?
No, they missed
like
on
that
him.
Wasn't the next start out.
But if Wiseman would have hit, he would have been.
He didn't.
Yeah, but my point is, had he hit, the Warriors made an error.
Okay, well.
But if that second pick in the draft, that was a nugget. Had that been, you know, an Anthony Edwards type of impact or a Tyrese Halliburton, we're talking about. Oh,
my, let me ask you a question.
Time,
let me ask you a question. Do you blame the Warriors for not drafting Halliburton?
And LaMelo Ball. Yes, I do.
Okay.
You reap what you sow.
What else is there? Well, what else other answer is there?
Well, go to the second round. I'm sure you could find a great player that you could blame every team on for missing on a guy. Like, why did Halliburton, like, you can't just say, oh, the Warriors blew it with Halliburton. It's like, why did 10 teams pass on Halliburton?
Well,
like, everybody must have thought that he wasn't as good a player. Wiseman, I'm with you. But I look at that draft right now, right this minute. And I like LaMelo Ball.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're in a greater place with LaMelo Ball
right
now.
You don't have a mulligan. That's what Wiseman is. A mulligan's down. It's like it didn't even happen.
But they also happened to get the number two pick in the draft in a bad draft.
And you went with a guy that was an unknown.
Exactly.
Not to go down this street. Like, what was that about?
Well, the Bulls just, what's the guy's name for the Bulls that was in that draft? Patterson? Is that his name? The guy for the Bulls? I think he was drafted fourth or fifth. No, not Patterson. It was somebody like Isaac Okoro. Huh. Would he have made a big difference? Isaac Okoro. Mm. I think he was in that draft. Okongwu? Yeah, he would have been better. But I don't think we're talking about the dynasty not ending if we're sitting here with Okongwu. I mean, he'd be good.
Well, I'd just use Bell and Halliburton since you brought him up, Ball and Halliburton. I mean, they would be part of the future. Rotation guys at minimum.
I mean,
yeah.
Well,
two guys that made All-Star team.
Well, don't you think Patrick Williams?
Yeah.
They could have drafted Patrick Williams.
That was a bust.
well, he just got paid. Yeah. But I'm saying, Patrick Williams. That's why I thought Patterson. Yeah. Patrick. I mean, if you look at that draft, I can't even remember who. I bet you who went after Ball but before Halliburton.
I don't know.
About eight guys that are completely mediocre.
But it doesn't change the impact of missing on that pick.
Well,
to the degree that you did where the guy is gone.
But my point is they didn't, to me, I don't say they missed on Michael Jordan. He wasn't in the draft.
But you won't allow Halliburton and Ball to be two guys. And,
I'll say Ball. I'll give you Ball.
And Williams, you said he got paid. Like, those are three guys that their teams are, hey, here you go. They're part of the future.
But it's not the difference between the Warriors being in great. Like, if the number three pick would have, like, if LaMelo Ball hasn't been hurt for the last two out of the last 3 years, and he had, and the Charlotte Hornets had made the playoffs because LaMelo Ball can be a number one.
You say it will sting more.
Yeah, then we can say, boy, they really blew it. And I would rather, of course, I'd rather have Ball than Wiseman. But the reality is, there are a lot of teams that came out of that draft with less than a star player. But again, I don't think there's a player other than Halliburton who would make them discernibly different right now. But why did he go 13th? Like 10 other teams could say the same things.
It's like why Brock Purdy was the last pick in the draft. People missed.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Niners didn't.
Let's go to Chuck. Now, you know what? Let's hold off on the calls right now because we got to take a break in about a minute. The one thing the caller said that's a joke, Klay Thompson didn't betray anybody.
Right. That was the part I didn't agree with.
I mean, like one thing, and here's the other thing about Klay. This is going to pass. Any feelings of blame on the Warriors or on Klay, it's going to pass. He's going to get all his stuff retired here. It's going to end well.
Well, if he goes and wins another title, it's going to hurt. I think.
Yeah, I guess. That's why he's leaving. He's leaving to win another title.
But we know that's probably 4% of it. He's been sliding.
He feels
disrespected. We lived it, Steiny. He didn't get his money. That was years ago. Like, this didn't just start. He didn't wake up feeling disrespected.
Right. But I'll tell you what. If the Golden State Warriors maybe had a legitimate chance at a title, maybe he would have signed for 2 for $48. Mm-hmm. Like, I think what some people are upset about is Klay Thompson's smart enough to know this thing's over.
Wow.
And that's why that was a big reason why he didn't want to come back. All right, coming up at 1 o'clock, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, Monty Poole. Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area, going to join us. The Warriors Offseason Summit, it's Monday, July 8th, and it's going to be on the rooftop terrace of Fremont Bank's state-of-the-art new headquarters. It starts at 2 with Willard and Dibbs live, and the rest of the crew show up at 4, and from 4 to 6, we go do the summit thing. Go to 957thegame.com to reserve your spot today.
You and yourself, Dan Bros, are three-time champions.
It's a three-time. Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Klay just Googled himself. It's a three-time champion already.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Klay Thompson going to the Dallas Mavericks. 3 years, $50 million. You said something at the very end of the last segment, and you know me, Goo.
Yeah.
I overthink things. By the way, apparently there was a super chat from the great Rich Mitchman.
Oh, we missed it.
It said, did the Dubs pay Draymond Green too much? Jonathan Kuminga's not very good. Okay, thank you. Do you really think if Klay Thompson gets another ring, it's going to hurt?
It would hurt fans that are upset that he's gone, that he departed. Shout out Sean Connery. That will hurt.
I don't think so.
Oh, Steiny.
What?
I mean, we're not wishing bad on him, but it's like Bruce Bochy going to, just to me and my guru computer, that's the same feeling I'll have of, oh, there was still something left. And I believe there's something left. And I am shocked. I'm not saying you're wrong. Steiny, you can't tell me why this dude is not PO'd and out of here as he felt disrespected.
So did Bochy.
If you told him, hey, Klay, you're not going to win another ring, but you'll walk out of here and ride out with Kerr, Dre, and Steph, and you won't even get to the Western Conference Finals, he would sign up for that 9 million times more than going to win a ring this way?
Well, how do you know?
That's how I feel. He's got pride.
But that's what's hurt.
He felt disrespected. That's why he left. It's not about looking at his brother saying, oh, it's over. I'm going to get on the next thing smoking and try to win one. Nah, this was about pride, ego, disrespect. And that's why it's as much as I'm sad to see him go, I'm happy he's in a spot that he has a chance to win.
Right. So if he has a chance to win, like Bochy.
That's making the best of a bad situation.
True Giants fans are absolutely happy for Bruce Bochy.
But no, and I am too, but I believe it's a stain on the Giants for trying to sell that cockamamie stuff that he was done. Or he didn't want to coach ball. And that's how some people out here, writers, tried to present it to us.
I mean,
I wasn't born yesterday. I believe if you would have gave him a contract and showed him that you wanted him around and still loved him and tapped into what he had meant, he would be here.
Should the Warriors have paid him more than they wanted to?
No, they should have gave him more years to where they knew whatever the number it would take.
Okay. But they saw a player who they felt was declining significantly the last two years, and they were scared about giving him three. Should they have just given him three?
I would have just given him three. If he's gone for a year, Steiny, he's ours. And we riding it out. Because, again, I said I wasn't going to do it, Evan. The Draymond getting $400,000, talk to me in year three or four, and we're in year – like, you know what I mean?
Well, I don't think you compound a mistake by making another mistake. And maybe – and that – like, whether it would have been a mistake or not, the Warriors – didn't want to give him 3 years.
Yeah. And I also think he would have taken that as disrespect.
Three?
He probably sees himself as the same as Draymond. He's making $43 million. Man. Why would he go down to 3 for $60 when you just offered him $100?
You mean last year?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
Like, I don't think there was an offer on the table this entire season.
I don't either.
But last year, I don't think the difference would have been...
One more year.
I think he probably expected the same offer as Draymond Green. And obviously, they weren't going to give it to him.
Right.
And what about the news that, Evan, just on top of that real quick here, what about his role? What about if they talk, hey, we want you coming off the bench? I think that supersedes the money.
I don't think they even had to tell him that.
Oh.
Like, I don't think they said to him, hey, when they gave him 2 for $48, because he hadn't been coming off the bench, when they offered him 2 for $48, he was still the starting two guard. So there's no way they were telling him, hey, part of this 2 for $48, you're going to come off the bench. He figured he was probably going to come off the bench after this season, and how he saw they used him, and he probably saw the writing on the wall that they were going to go with Pajemski and Moody more, and he said the hell with it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Chuck in San Rafael. How you doing, Chuck? What's going on, man?
I'm fine. Before I talk about Clay, I just wanted for Guru to talk about Wiseman being a big swing and miss. Think about this. For the last, I don't know how many years, they've been drafting players that just played 1 year of college. It makes it harder to draft. Listen to this. Bill Russell, where do you think he was drafted? What number? He had championships winning with, you know, SF here. Where do you think he was drafted? Guru?
First round.
What number?
11.
He was drafted number 2. You know who was drafted in front of him? A guy I loved watching. I'm older than the 69-year-old guy. He played for Duquesne. Cy Hugo Green, one of my favorite players. He was drafted number 1.
Okay.
Bill Russell, Cy Hugo Green, I'm sure you've never heard of him. Bill Russell was drafted by the Hawks, right? Who then, they won a championship. And then they because they traded him for Ed McCauley. And so that's how he ended up on Boston. So don't ever say you swing and miss. It was a bad draft. I would have drafted him. He was tall, athletic, and could shoot. And that's something you don't always get. You swing and you miss. It wasn't like they missed on a Dwayne Wade or somebody special. All right, that's enough of that. But you can't argue about that. Now, what do I think about Clay? You know, one thing I loved about Clay was there's only been one other play I saw that was nonstop movement. Maybe Steinmetz will remember the guy. He just nonstop ran around the court.
John Havlicek.
John Havlicek, thank you. And that is why Clay scored 60 points with 11 dribbles, because he never stopped moving. Well, and Curry is pretty much still doing that. So Curry hasn't lost very much. Clay is not the player he was, even in the finals that they won, even the year they won a couple of years ago. I watched Clay. I said, he's not the player he was. They say, well, he's just getting in shape. He's not going to get in shape the next year. And the reason I think Clay left isn't greedy for money. He wanted, just what the last guy said, he wanted at least the same as the other guys. 4 years. They wanted him to come to him and say, look, we want you to be a warrior for life. We're going to give you the 4-year deal. And that's when he heard 2 years, he said, they think that I've had it and they only want me for 2 years. I think that already set his season off. And he was thinking, they don't want me here for 4 years. That was the beginning of the end. And then, of course, he didn't play well. He's sitting on the bench with 4 minutes to go in a game. It all fell apart.
Right.
And I think that was the reason. He needed to see 4 years. Okay,
I agree.
That's what he needed to see.
Yeah,
that's the main thing. I don't think he was greedy for money. It was nothing like that. He wanted at least what the other guys got: Poole, Wiggins, Draymond.
And they gave him half of that. So he was
that's
hurt.
True, Chuck. Yeah. Appreciate the call.
They gave him half of that.
Yep.
Why'd you leave me out to dry?
Which time?
11. I thought he was trying to trick me.
I had no idea. I had idea when Bill Russell was drafted. That's why I was shrugging.
I said it's a trick question.
I had no idea.
I want to say 1 or 2, 11. No.
I want to go to Ricky in Boston because I'm kind of with Ricky here. What's up, Ricky? How you doing?
How you doing, guys? Yeah, so I'm a big Klay Thompson fan. I've called this show a couple of times over the years. But real quick, I just want to talk about Klay. Right, it had to do with money, obviously. Like a couple of years ago, when he could have made the All-NBA team in 2019, he got left out. The voters left him out, right? He could have been a max contract player at that time. And, you know, they basically voted him for Kemba Walker and Kyrie Irving when Klay had a better year that year. So, you know, rich people always want to get rich. Of course, you know, the bitterness started there. You know what I mean? And then obviously he got hurt, you know, 2 years in a row. I just want to put that out there. You know, it always has to do something with money. And on top of that, you know, like, listen, Klay, yes, the last couple of years he hasn't been the same, but I hear your callers talking about, you know, we paid Klay. We gave him a big contract, you know, and he got paid for being injured. Well, when he came back, he was a big part of that championship run. You know what I mean? Like I hate people just throwing dirt on his legacy.
Yeah.
You know, he had a couple of games against the Nets, the Lakers there. He had a big playoff run against, you know, what was it, the Celtics? I think he had a big game, game 5 or game 6. He had like 27, 26 points there. You know, but I get it. He wasn't the same player. And I called a couple of times on the post-game show when your old host, JD, and I said, I think it was against the Lakers series a couple of years ago. And I said, yeah, they were leaving them open. You know, the Lakers forced Klay to beat them, and Klay couldn't beat them. Right now, I said, Klay looks like an average player. He doesn't move around. He misses shots. You know, what made Klay special is that he can give you 20 points in limited shots.
Right.
And now Klay needs 20 shots to make 20 points, and that's not what Klay's, you know, you're not special any longer.
Ricky,
I understand.
Yeah, Ricky, you hit the nail right on the head as far as I'm concerned. I kind of think, I'm kind of with you. I feel like Klay's taking more heat than he should right now. And I do feel like
I got something for you.
I do feel like there's a lot of people that are really bummed, obviously, that and I don't know if they blame him, but they think he's every bit as much as at fault. And I kind of agree. I mean, to me, this would be a day where let's remember how great Klay Thompson was.
Yeah.
He was unbelievable.
I got something for you. And that year, the last against the Celtics 2022, if I asked you who led the Warriors in minutes in that series, who do you think?
Klay.
What about our guy yesterday that we hadn't got? It kind of went viral, Stani. Dumas, our guy yesterday, told us in the crossover that Klay wasn't as loud as Draymond, but there were antics. How did you think of that the rest of the day? Because that's
didn't think of it the rest of the day.
Yeah, but I'm just like, it goes, the reason I bring that up is it goes to what you're saying in regard to him taking heat. I don't think that had anything to
do
with
Klay. Why would Klay take more heat than Draymond Green? You know what I mean?
Well, no, it's just he's being portrayed to be like there was some stuff going on. He wasn't happy with his role, and he was causing some ruckus behind the scenes.
I mean, and
Dumas is around the team, but I'm just saying that I saw it in real life. You know, some games.
Well,
the video I
showed you. Then say it. He's a head case.
No, I'm not saying that. I don't think that had anything to do with the 2 for 48 vanishing or them not wanting to give him more years. I thought it was just about his play.
I'm sure it was mostly about his play. Because the Warriors gave Draymond Green $100 million, though he's a nightmare.
All right.
And it obviously was because they still thought and think he's a damn good player.
Mm.
So they would have easily tolerated Klay if they thought he was as much of a contributor as Draymond Green. The bottom line is what the Warriors have shown the last 2 years is Draymond was more important than Klay. And that's another thing to me that's obvious. The Warriors prioritized Draymond Green over Klay Thompson. Mike in Livermore. What's up, Mike? By the way, coming up in 15 minutes, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, Monty Poole, NBC Sports, Bay Area, covers the Warriors. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, fellas? Yeah, so unless I'm mistaken, I keep hearing people call in and talking about the length of the contract. They offered him 2 for $48 million. That would line up with the end of Curry's contract. And Draymond, I believe, has 2 years plus another player option. And Draymond's not picking up the player option unless Curry, you know, gets another deal. So their contracts would have lined up if Clay would have agreed to it. So I don't think it's about the length. I don't think it's about the money. I just think he's not happy. I mean, he doesn't think he's getting his just due, his respect, whatever it is. And Goo, I'm going to come down your lane a little bit.
Go
here.
Ahead.
You keep bringing up Draymond and the antics, and I understand it. Like, that's a whole nother conversation, but you got to separate that from like their play on the floor. And the fact is, Clay is no longer a top 15 shooting guard. I mean, he might not be a top 20 shooting guard. You're talking about a guy who can't play defense. He can't play one part of the game, 50% of the game.
But
is
he
done.
Won't knock a teammate out on his ass, and he won't get suspended 25 games. So give me that. That's what Klay Thompson won't do. And then real quick, I think you are so wrong if you think ego and pride don't come into play. Klay getting 2 years, he could give a damn about who that aligned. He wanted the Brett Favre. He wanted 4 years. That's what Wiggins got. That's what Draymond got. And I know how you feel, but that's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I'm saying is there's the basketball player and then there's the human element of these people, whether it's Draymond or Clay. And the human element is Clay feels disrespected for whatever reason. But the fact of, you know, we love him. He's a legend. He did everything. He built the franchise from the ground up in some ways. But you can't deny the other fact, which is the player that he is now,
right,
is, you know what I mean? It's not good anymore. He might be a bottom 10 shooting guard. And you go back, I personally think it was a ticking time bomb for LeCobe. You go back to that series against the Lakers, he's the main outside of not being able to rebound the basketball, Lonnie Walker going off, he's the main reason they lost that series. He had one good game out of six. I don't want to hear about the 25 points on 25 shots in game one or two or whatever that was. So for me, I think this year was a test, and Clay failed the test. LeCobe looks at him, and he's like, all right, we need him to change the way he plays. He wants to go to this Ray Allen role. He wants to do this, that. Well, you got to show something then. You can't be going out there and taking 20 shots a game and shooting us out of the game, getting benched, and then pouting when you played bad and you deserve to get benched. So, I don't know. I just think you got to separate the player from the human goo. That's all.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Man. By the way, if you heard, what was the name of the caller? Mike.
Yeah. Boston.
That's what I've always found fascinating. When Joe Lacob bought the team, some people called him LeCobe. Joe LeCobe. And I asked Kirk Lacob, how do you pronounce your last name? Lacob or LeCobe? And you know what he said?
What?
Doesn't matter. So they've heard both, but the Bay Area and everybody has settled on Lacob.
Oh.
But 12 years ago, Kirk Lacob told me, yeah, I've heard LeCobe and that's fine. How about that?
Wow.
Hey, little nugget.
Well, it's like Nahegan. It's Nahegian.
Yeah.
But he just lets people call you Steenie. I've seen you.
I don't like that.
And you answered to
it.
That
was Wiseman. It's one of the reasons Wiseman's out of here.
James.
If you don't know the name of a guy on your flagship station, we're going to trade you. It's that simple. Let's see. I'm taking calls in order. Melinda in Livermore.
Hey.
Hi, Melinda.
Hey, buddy. I want to make a comment about the income you guys keep talking about. I think what the front office should do is to take their little spreadsheets of all the stats of all their players, sort of by position, and then show only the stats. You don't know who's making them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pay them by those stats and their commitment to make for the new season. If they don't make numbers or even close to them, that's how it's based on their income.
When'd you come up with this, Melinda? When'd you come up with this?
On my paper.
I like, yeah, I like the idea.
Okay. Thanks, Melinda.
If you have a business, you know, any other company, but the title, he's smart enough to know, Clay, to know the ride for the title is over. Mm. Especially them taking him out. But he's too old, too slow, as well as Wiggins and whoever else I'm forgetting. Yep. But I think they should pay him by the performance.
Well, thanks,
and
Melinda.
Then they need to.
Gotcha. No, I. It's
gotcha. That to Silver.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations. The Warriors have just extended Brandon Pajemski for $33 million. Dollars.
No, 50.
Because he had the highest plus minus on the team.
Look I'm at kidding. Melinda.
925. Steiny, you've dropped that Lake of Nugget 18 times. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? We got new listeners.
It was Thursday. I didn't remember it.
We got
LaCobe.
We got, what was I going to say? We got
Monty Pool at one.
On the River Islands guest line. Absolutely, positively.
So many questions, man. So we don't even if the 2 for $48 was even offered this second go round.
I don't think it was.
My goodness.
I don't think there was any number after 2 for $48.
Well, I'm just saying.
Should there have been? Okay, so you
offered say there wasn't. That is the utmost disrespect. And then to double back at Clay. Hold on. We got to go try to get PG-13. Okay. We'll double back. Just stay by the phone.
Okay. And listen, I'm playing both sides here because I don't think there's anybody to blame. And I think this is the natural course of the way it should have went. I truly do. So Clay turns down last free agency 2 for $48. So what should the Warriors have done there? Negotiated with him all season long, and they probably would have said, we're not coming off 2 years. Okay? So then...
Because remember, throughout the season, we thought maybe, they'd meet...
Well, the Warriors didn't think that. Okay, so that's my point. They didn't offer him a deal this offseason.
Wow.
And so should they have done?
Shown him what they thought his worth was, but obviously they did that by the goose egg.
And exactly.
I always thought the 2 for $48 was, we could just default to that. But they really, that was really a killer move if that's how it went down. Like, there is no number and we'll call you back.
Plus, one of the reasons they probably didn't offer him a contract is because they knew he wanted to leave. They knew his heart wasn't in it here anymore. Mm. How did they know that? Because they watched him play all year long and inside that arena, they all knew Clay was unhappy. Yeah. That's the other thing that
I showed you that video
me.
Yesterday.
Yeah, that's the other thing that strikes me is it's assumed now that Clay was miserable all year long. But as he was miserable all year long, we noticed something was going on, but nobody thought, Clay is miserable. He doesn't want to be here. We were just like, he's battling through some stuff, and it'll be fine. It'll be fine. He'll resign here. Didn't want to resign here. He just didn't want to resign here. And the Warriors didn't want him to.
Wow.
Jonathan in San Francisco. What's up, Jonathan? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I just want to say, man, if Steph Curry didn't exist, Clay's the man. I don't know if his talent is good enough to carry a team to championships, but shooting-wise, he'd be the dude. And another thing, if he wins another championship in Dallas, initially, I felt like, I'm going to be happy because he's one of ours, right? He's our guy. But then something clicked. Maybe a light bulb came up. You know what? I remembered Charles Haley. And thinking about Clay going to that offense, I think it's going to benefit him because it's a dribble-dribble ISO with Luka and Kyrie. So Clay, doesn't he need to run around that much? So I think he's going to be more efficient in Dallas than here because he's not going to exert, the more effort, all that energy running around with this, motion offense that the Warriors are running. He's going to be standing on a corner, and he's going to be back to catch and shoot Clay.
Well, I think Dallas agrees with you, and that's why they got him. For the people that say Clay's done, Steiny.
Thanks, Jonathan. Appreciate the call. I think he's got a chance to have a really good year.
I'm back you up on that. That's how I feel.
Here's the other thing. Like, here's the bottom line. He's playing on a better team with two superstars. Two. Here's the other thing. If it's true that he was as miserable as we think he might have been, well, he's going to have a better year next year.
Oh, right.
If his head's in a better space.
How can it not be?
Coming up around the corner, Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area, courtesy of the River Islands guest line.
I got a super chat to read. $9.99, Donnie, from Jokes on You. Joe Lacob, not Clay, is to blame. Anthony Slater wrote, Joe iced out Clay. Bob Myers was aware and left ahead of time. They won't trade Kuminga for PG. Lacob's guy. Lacob is the new Jerry Jones.
I think it's a little premature for that.
Yeah, let's hope not.
But he's not the new Jerry Jones. He's the old Jerry Jones. Because Lacob has always been the man. He's been the man here since he bought the team.
Well, he's got four titles.
Yeah, I was going to say you want him to be the old Jerry Jones because old Joe Lacob has four championships.
Yeah, what I'm saying is it always comes down to Joe Lacob.
Right.
Always. All right. On the other side, like I was saying, Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. He'll be coming on courtesy of the debut of our show's River Islands guest line. That's right. Monty Poole on the other side. Hey, download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer today.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.